And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Garth Alper. He is head of the UL Lafayette School of Music and Performing Arts and is here to talk about an annual fundraiser called Music and Merriment that is put on by the Friends of Music, which is a very, very helpful group for the School of Music. And, you know, Garth, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to us who kind of hold off on Christmas. You know, it's like, well, just because they start playing the music in the stores, I'm not going to go there. Just because, well, today when I drove up, they were putting the red bows on Hebrard Boulevard on the UL campus. So I figured I had to start giving into it. And I always love hearing about the Music and Merriment program that you all do as your fundraiser. It's such a beautiful experience. Tell us a bit about the Friends of Music and what they do for the School of Music.
Thanks, Judith. The Friends of Music, they're a community organization, and they've been around for, I imagine 15 or 16 years now. And their sole purpose is to help raise funds for scholarships. And it's just an extraordinarily generous group of people who spend their time and energy and volunteer to help us out. And the funds that are raised go exclusively to helping us out, and about 99% of those funds go to scholarships for students.
Well, tell us about the importance of scholarships for students in the School of Music. I mean, I'm sure people think, all students like scholarships, but always the School of Music, it seems particularly appropriate.
Yeah, it's appropriate, and it's also necessary. There's so much competition for music students throughout the state, and that's really pretty universal in any state. Wherever you go, there's music programs, and music tends to create strong bonds between the university and the community, and it draws donors to the university, and people have an emotional bond, and so it's extraordinarily helpful to have that bond.
Well, it's a very public face of the university, whether it's marching band or the orchestra, because you're performing, you are out in public, and the public is invited. It's not the same thing with some other departments where you're not necessarily seeing what the students are doing or studying.
That's right. That's right. People get to see and hear what we do, and like you say, it's the face of the university to some extent, similar to the way athletics can be the face of a university.
Right.
It's a way for a lot of people to come and enjoy something, either a game or, in our case, a concert. And that scholarship money helps us with that competition for students. Students are drawn to a lot of different universities. There are a lot of good music schools throughout the state, and this helps us get the best students, and it helps us keep the best students.
Right.
And as people know, parents of students and students know, as affordable as UL is, and UL Lafayette is perhaps the most affordable university in the state, it's still difficult. It's still difficult to put somebody through college, or it's difficult to put yourself through college. So again, the funds that these generous people help us raise, they might help with defray the cost of tuition, or they might help with textbooks can be expensive, or buying a computer can be expensive. So whatever students need to succeed, this helps them.
Right. And also, the curriculum is a very demanding one, simply in time commitment.
Absolutely.
And so I would imagine many of these students don't have as much wiggle room for outside jobs.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, as advisors, we go through training at the university, and they always recommend that we recommend to students that you shouldn't work more than 15 to 20 hours a week. And as much as students need the money, you get past that time, you know, that amount of time, and it starts to detract from their studies. And like you say, music is a very, very time-intensive discipline. You know, for someone to become a professional musician, they have to spend hours on their instrument a day if they're really serious about it. So it limits how much work they can do.
Right. And in the School of Music, it's not just practicing for your individual instrument, but there are all kinds of groups that they have to participate in.
Absolutely.
Ensembles, and so they have to practice in group also.
That's right. And they have to spend time rehearsing in those groups, but then they also have to spend additional time practicing that music for those groups outside of school. And that's in addition to the theory classes, the music history classes, Every music major, no matter what their instrument, has to take three semesters of keyboard classes. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. And then that's also in addition to the fact that it's a liberal arts degree, or it's a liberal arts institution, I should say. So all students are going to also be taking some science, some history, some social sciences, and many things outside of music as well.
So a very rigorous and demanding curriculum here at UL Lafayette in the School of Music. The scholarships allow the students to focus more on their studies and their instruments and practicing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when they get these scholarships, they come to us and they say, thank you. This means they're so appreciative for the help. Mm-hmm. And well, since I'm, talking on the radio, I might as well just thank the Friends of Music again, because the word doesn't always get from the students to them. But what they do, students are so appreciative. It could be a small award. It could be a large award. Even the small award, students are just like, oh, my God, this is, this is a gift from heaven. You know, it's like they're just so fortunate that maybe they don't have to work as much, or maybe they don't have to work at all. And then they can spend more time on their instrument or in their classes. And a lot of students are trying to become professional musicians and trying to play with groups and rehearse with outside groups or work in churches or a lot of different professional organizations, symphonies and all. So this helps them spend the time to practice for those other groups and
Well, what great work the Friends of Music is doing then for the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. If you are just tuning in, my guest Garth Alper is head of the School of Music and Performing Arts here at the university, here to talk about an event that the Friends of Music put on every year to help raise money for scholarships, and it's called Music and Merriment, and it is a really merry time. People can buy tickets for it. Tell us about the event and what goes on.
The event takes place at three beautiful homes in Lafayette. This year it's in the Greenbrier neighborhood. And it's one way that students can give back for getting the scholarships is many of the students perform at these houses. So at one of the homes we have, this year we're going to have the Echelon Brass Quintet, which is a student group made up of scholarship winners, and they're also going to be the Holly Jolly Singers, and that's a group under the direction of Sean Rye, who's one of our voice professors, and students will be singing a lot of fun things, and people can sing along. And then the third group is mostly faculty. It's a faculty jazz group, and they'll be playing Christmas songs, but in a jazz vein, with some improvisation going on.
So each one of these groups will be in a different home.
That's right. And anyone that wants to go can go to Red's. This is on December 2nd, and the party is from 4 to 7 p.m. on December 2nd. They can go to Red's, and there will be transportation from there. They can park there, and the transportation will take them around to the three different homes. Mm-hmm. And they can pay at Red's, or they can buy tickets. There are a number of outlets in the community.
So ahead of time or right then, if you want to make a decision at the last minute,
either
you can
way,
just show up.
Either way. And they can also buy tickets at the School of Music office. They can come on in anytime during our business hours, which is roughly 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday. And we close at 12:30, 1 o'clock on Friday. So 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday, I should say. And so there's going to be a lot of food. There's going to be some adult beverages.
At each home.
At each home. And there's going to be music at each home. And the homes are decorated beautifully for Christmas. And I do want to say one more thing. There's that evening, there's a very big show at the Hyman Center. It's the Mark Twain event with Hal Holbrook. And that's a very popular event. We've changed the time of our event a little bit so people can go to ours, get some food, have a glass of wine, and then go on for the event at the Hyman Center.
All right.
So they can have their cake and eat it too.
I'm sure Mark Twain would have a better way of saying that.
I'm sure he would.
So a movable musical feast.
Yes.
To help support scholarships at the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. Now, you mentioned it's from 4 to 7. You don't have to get there right at 4.
Nope.
And then the shuttle will be cycling back.
The shuttle cycles. The shuttle will go till after the event is over. It'll go till about 7:30 to get even our workers, our student workers, back to Reds.
All the merrymakers.
Where they're parking their cars. So the shuttle runs straight through from 4. Really, it even starts a little earlier, but the public starts at 4. And it goes to 7:30.
Okay, so that's not this Sunday, but the following Sunday on December 2nd. Music and merriment. And I know you've done this for a little while, so kind of describe the atmosphere. I mean, how are the homes decorated? You've experienced a few of these.
It always amazes me how much people put into those decorations. It's really, really amazing to see. And the music, I don't know, it gives it something special. It's the only event of its kind. There are many fundraisers this time of year. There are many fundraisers all year. But because we have the talent in the School of Music, we can offer not only great decorations and wonderful food and drink, but a special musical atmosphere as well.
Right. And to have that in a home, that feels very special. It's not like being in a concert setting where, you know, there's a formality to that.
That's
and
right.
Here you can, you know, I guess there's a kind of a throwback to when people did more music in their homes. There were more salons, and you just had music in your home. People knew how to play. They sang, and it's kind of a nice little nostalgic experience.
That's a great way of putting it. And, you know, people do dress nicely, but it's a casual event in that people are milling around, talking, chatting, listening to some music, eating, drinking. But you're right. It's not where you have to sit with your hands on your lap and quietly listen. But people always are appreciative of the music as well.
Right. And again, the musicians are students at UL Lafayette, many of them recipients of scholarships.
That's right.
The monies are raised through the Music and Merriment Program, again, put on by the Friends of Music. This is my guest, Garth Alper, is the head of the School of Music at UL Lafayette, as well as Performing Arts. And you mentioned that people can get tickets in a number of ways, either there at Reds in the parking lot, or they can call ahead to the School of Music.
They can, which is 482-6016. And you can, if you want to come on over in person, we have tickets there. You can pick them up there. Or, like I said, there are a number of outlets in the community.
Okay. And, do you have those on your website? Is that
It's funny that you say that. I'm just grabbing the poster right now because we do have a new website. And it's Friends of Music Acadiana. .org. And it's brand new. The website's brand new, and people can pay for tickets on there via PayPal as well.
That sounds very easy.
So it's been a long time coming, but it's up and running. And then also on that website, one of the pages, they can see where tickets can be purchased as well.
All right. So try that website out, the new website where you can purchase tickets. I know you all have been waiting for that for quite a while.
And Friends of Music Acadiana.
All right, Friends of Music Acadiana. And you can buy tickets there for Music and Merriment, their annual fundraiser for the School of Music and scholarships for the students. And again, you can experience the talent of these young people at Music and Merriment, 3 homes in the area. And do we have the names of the homes, the people who are opening their homes?
I don't know if we're going to announce that
on
air.
Okay, all right. But they can find out more.
Like I said, that's
at the website.
That's in the Greenbrier, the Greenbrier neighborhood.
Okay, and that will be December 2nd. And the night before, actually, there's a wonderful Christmas concert in Augel Hall, your annual holiday concert.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of groups that are participating. I believe, I know the chorale, the wind ensemble, I think the orchestra. And I might be leaving someone out there as well. But it's a collaboration between many of the groups in the School of Music. And I know faculty and students have been working hard and rehearsing hard for that.
Well, a full weekend of music then. The concert at Angèle Hall, the annual holiday concert, and then Music and Merriment on Sunday the 2nd. You can purchase tickets again through the School of Music or the website with the Friends of Music. And, of course, you can pay at the door at the parking lot when you arrive between 4 and 6. Well, Garth, thank you for all of y'all's work. And we love having the students come over here and perform. And the collaborations with the School of Music is always a delight to us.
Well, we appreciate the radio station support. It's a essential part of helping the School of Music get our word out. So,
Well, and you also mentioned Sean Roy just a minute ago. And Sean Roy and Sean Kiat Lim will be coming next week to talk about their collaboration. They've just put together a CD that has been released.
That's right.
So again, more wonderful things coming out of the School of Music. Well, thank you so much for coming by, Garth, to let us know about Music and Merriment.
Thank you.